Rodgers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in it? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers.
Welcome to the Glass Half Empty podcast. I'm Ryan Glasspiegel. Our guest on the podcast this week is Dustin Johnson. Dustin obviously is a professional golfer. He is the 2016 U.S. Open winner. Dustin was made available to us on behalf of Body Armor, which is a new sports drink. Dustin, you said in an interview a year ago that you really like the product, you like the ingredients, and that you think it's far better than any other products out there as far as sports drinks. What specific reasons do you think for you that Body Armor is your preferred sports drink?
Well, you know, first of all, Body Armor is definitely my preferred sports drink, but it's got natural flavors, natural sweeteners. There's no artificial flavors or sweeteners, anything in there. It's got a lot of electrolytes. It's got vitamins, coconut water. It's by far the healthiest sports drink on the market. And, you know, I love the taste. They got this new Body Armor Light that's, you know, amazing. It's what I drink every day. Is the new Body Armor Light.
Kobe Bryant is also, he's a big investor in Body Armor, and he was early into the company. And as part of your endorsement deal, you also own part of the company. Have you had a chance to discuss anything interesting with Kobe, either about your investment or anything else about life as part of your affiliation with this brand?
Yeah, well, I just had a call with Kobe last week. We were talking about our new campaign that's launching tomorrow, I think. Obsession is natural. We got a great list of, athletes that's involved in the company. And, you know, obviously having Kobe, you know, as kind of one of the main investors and main people in Body Armor, you know, is very cool and, you know, very excited about, you know, our relationship, you know, moving forward and this company moving forward. I think it's a great company. I think the brand is amazing, and, you know, what they're doing, you know, with the sports drink world is really special.
Awesome. It sounds good, DJ. We'll get right to it. I guess I got to start off by asking you, how devastating was it prior to the Masters, considering you were coming off of 3 straight wins and you were playing spectacular golf, to have that freak accident happen? And how close were you actually to playing? We saw you make it to the first tee and then, I guess, change your mind instead of risking your body.
Well, unfortunately, you know, the injury I had, I just couldn't swing. I mean, it just wasn't possible. And the only reason I was able to attempt to play was because of, you know, I was taking anti-inflammatories, I was taking some muscle relaxers and some pain medication. So that was about the only reason I could even halfway swing. Even then, you know, it still was painful. But, it definitely sucks, you know, watching the Masters at home instead of playing in it. Especially, like you were saying, coming off of 3 straight wins and, feel like I'm playing the best golf of my career, you know, to have to watch that from home was not fun, but, you know, things happen. It wasn't, I'll play in the Masters next year. It's not the end of the world, but, I'm definitely looking forward to the rest of this year. I'm playing the Wells Fargo here in a few weeks and then the Players and the Byron Nelson. So I got 3 in a row coming up. today. I actually went out and hit some balls and practiced. It was, you know, in the back felt pretty good. You know, I'm excited about that.
When you're injured like that and you can't play and you've been playing golf your whole life, what do you do to occupy your time beyond the time where you're rehabbing the injury? Like, what do you do with all that free time?
Well, I couldn't really do anything for the first, you know, 3-4 days. I mean, I just kind of – I would ice and then I'd get in the jacuzzi and then I'd ice it and get in the jacuzzi. So I really couldn't do much, you know, as far as rehabbing or, you know, anything like that. No, no real training for the first few days, just kind of rested it and ice and heat. But then last week I started, you know, training and, you know, this past weekend I started getting back into, you know, full on training again. But yeah, it's tough when you can't really, you know, for me, I don't mind not going to the golf course, like as decision, like, you know, just not going to practice one day or, but not being able to go practice is a totally different ballgame. I didn't like that at all.
No, I can definitely imagine that. Last year, you won the 2016 U.S. Open, as we said in the introduction. You were down 4 strokes heading into the last day and ended up winning the tournament by 3 strokes. How do you think that your life has changed after now that you can say that you've won a major, whereas before... And this happens with a lot of great athletes who either don't win majors or win championships. There's always that, yeah, but now you've won a major. Has that made your life any different?
Well, it hasn't. I mean, obviously since winning that major, I've kind of, you know, my game stepped up, but life hasn't really changed any. I'm, you know, still the same person. You know, still do the same thing. So, life hasn't changed any, but, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's a big, you know, kind of monkey off the back, you know, winning that major, knowing that you can do it, especially, you know, I've been so close so many times and, you know, kind of crazy things happen, you know, and don't end up winning, but, to finally get that first major was definitely huge for me in my golf game. But, you know, so it's tough. It's tough to get it done in the majors. It's the hardest, you know, tournaments to win. But, you know, so it was obviously awesome to get that first one.
So you mentioned you've had a couple of crazy things happen and you ended up not winning some majors. How did 2010 and what happened at Chambers Bay on the final hole, how did those help you deal with what happened at Oakmont when you were your ball moved on the green and you were assessed a penalty later in the round, and both you and Lee Westwood said your ball didn't move, you didn't cause your ball to move. How did those prior experiences help you deal with that down the stretch?
I mean, I pretty much have had, you know, anything you can think of happen in major. So there's nothing that's really going to throw me off now, you know, cause I've been there and done that. But yeah, you know, being in the situation, performing in the situation, you know, definitely helps. You know, the year before in the U.S. Open, you know, I birdied 17 and, you know, I know I got a birdie 18 to tie Jordan and, you know, hit 2 unbelievably good shots in there, and you know, really I had a great putt to win, and then, you know, end up, you know, 3-putting, but you know, the greens there at Chambers Bay weren't very smooth. So you know, I felt like I did everything that I was supposed to do. It just obviously just didn't happen. But you know, so I knew I had what it took to win, and you know, it was just when was my time gonna come, and obviously it came last year at the U.S. Open. But now it's time to go get that second one.
Definitely, you mentioned that your game has improved. One thing that really got better was your putting. How would you say that that's more because of like practice and muscle memory, or would you say that it might have more to do with like straightening out things in your head that made you a better putter?
No, definitely. Well, I switched to the spider putter. That definitely improved my putting for sure. You know, because I felt like I was practicing all the right stuff. I just, you know, I wasn't hitting it on my line consistently enough or as much as I thought I should be. And so, you know, when I switched to the mallet, the spider, you know, I think all my putting stats have improved. So, you know, not really doing anything different. Just, you know, sometimes, you know, I kind of putted with the same putter my whole career. So I never really, actually, I putted with the same putter pretty much my whole career until, you know, the BMW last year. Other than a tournament here or there, I might would switch. But for the most part, I putted with the same kind of Scotty Cameron Answer 2 putter. And then, you know, I switched to the TaylorMade Spider last year at the BMW. And it's definitely helped. But probably the biggest thing that's helped my game improve is working on my wedges.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about your wedges. You currently rank first in proximity to the hole in approaches from 175 to 200 yards and second from 125 to 150 yards. So with your wedges dialed in like they are, it's got to make putting a lot easier for you.
But I mean, obviously putting is huge. I mean, it's
right.
You know, if you don't putt well, you're not going to win. I mean, it's just as simple. But so, you know, switching the putter and becoming, I feel like a much better putter. You know that. You know, when I play well, if I putt well, then you know I'm going to have a really good chance to win.
Switching the topic away from golf a little bit, I read today when we were researching it that you met your wife after her mom, who's the actress Janet Jones, set you guys up. What do you remember about that? Like, how did she approach you and say, oh, I'd love to set you up with my daughter?
I played golf with Janet. Actually, I met Wayne first. I met Wayne at a golf outing we were doing, and then like a month or two later was Tiger's event at Sherwood, and I played with Janet in the pro-am, and she invited me over for dinner, and she's like, "Won't you meet my daughter?" And so I met her, and we were just friends for a couple years, and then we started dating back in 2000, I don't know, 13 or 14, one of them. 13, I think. We started dating in 13.
Is there, like, anything that, like, is really fun that you guys do together or something about her that is really interesting that maybe not everybody knows about?
Well, she's pretty popular on social media, so I think she posts everything that she does. Whether it's on Instagram or Snapchat, it's on one of them. But no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, our favorite thing to do is hang out with our son, Tatum. But I think he's on most of her chats and posts. So.
Does she ever tell you what she's going to post or ask your opinion about stuff, or does she just totally do that all on her own?
Absolutely not. She doesn't ask me.
She just does it all?
Oh. Yeah, like, I would know what would be good to post or not. I'm terrible with that. You
know. I understand.
I ask her, though, if I should post something.
You do? What percent of things does she let go? Like, she's like, no or yes. How often does she say, no, you can't post that?
Well, very rarely, because I don't, or probably, unless it's a picture of me and her, she's got to 100% approve it. But if it's just of me, she usually does it. She likes them. But
DJ, kind of along the family lines there, you've got your brother Austin with you out there on the bag. How much has that helped you over your career since he's been with you? Does he help you stay relaxed out there on the course? And going forward, do you see yourself with him for the rest of your career?
Yeah, I mean, as long as he wants to keep working on the bag, and I see us, being together for a long time. I love having my brother on the bag. It's been, it's awesome to be able to share all these moments with him and have him out there. We spend a lot of time with our caddies, so to have someone you trust and you like to be around is definitely, it makes things a lot better.
Thank you, Dustin. We really appreciate your time. Know you're super busy. Good luck with your recovery with the injury. Dustin, again, was made available to us by Body Armor, which is a sports drink that Kobe Bryant is a big investor in, and Dustin Johnson is a spokesperson and also an undisclosed stakeholder. Thank you again, Dustin. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, DJ.
Such turned strange.